So Che mante, caro mante. Yeah. remind you just that we've all met on Friday evening. Very good.
Yes.
All of us. I'm singing next time. I'm singing. We are coming again.
Aanmelden. Mocht je nou denken, ik wil iets extra.
flyers liggen, daar is een QR-code achterop. En je maakt haar en haar man ontzettend blij. Want dit is hoe ze hun geld voor elkaar krijgen om die kinderen überhaupt uit de armoede te kunnen trekken. Dus dankjewel.
disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead. Joy to the world, he has risen. Alleluia, he's risen. Alleluia, he's risen. Alleluia, alleluia.
the numeral 2, the letter R, the letter E, factory.com. And it's
factory.
Yes.
Yeah. So what is it?
So basically, I have ADHD. I don't identify as ADHD, but I've turned my bug into a feature, and I've taken all the crazy projects that I do, and I've rebranded it a personal incubator. And so,
wow,
all of my projects,
smart.
Most of them failed, but now they're not failures. They're just they're startups.
Man,
So I was talking about this this project that I'm working on called the Pomodoro. So the Pomodoro technique is a productivity hack where you time yourself for 25 minutes.
What?
It's a productivity hack using a timer to focus and get shit done.
Okay.
You
want to feel in a hurry or what?
No. So it's really easy to get distracted. So it's a common thing if you just Google Pomodoro technique.
Pomodoro. It's just like a tomato.
Yes, exactly. So in America we have egg timers. In Italy they have tomato timers. So you use a tomato timer. You crank it to 25, and you hear the ticking, and it's supposed to help. And it's also
that's weird. And does that work for you?
Yes, it does. When I remember to do it. But my biggest use case for it is like when I do freelance work, I know how many hours to charge. Because I go, I spent 2 Pomodoros, so that's 1 hour, and I can build a client on that. Huh. So what this is a DIY kit where you can make your own.
Oh, but you are holding a red...
circuit board.
Oh, it is a circuit board. but I also... I thought I heard you say something like Arduino, but this is...
Yes, so there is going to be... this is still in development, but there's going to be an Arduino chip on there.
Oh, really?
And so this will be...
What does that mean?
Oh, Arduino is like hobby computer, so...
Yeah, I know, but what does it mean when you have an Arduino chip? What does that mean?
So
what does it do?
So this is a timer, and you can adjust... Oh. You can play around with different timing techniques, and there's going to be two buttons.
Does it come with a screen, or is this it?
Yeah, so this will be an LED screen of two numbers.
Okay.
So
yeah, because you are holding a red circuit board, a bit roundish,
rectangle,
like
thing
not even 10 centimeters long.
Yeah, and then I think
this is
the buttons,
holes,
so start and reset will be the buttons there, and then these are the circuit boards.
Okay.
I think this is the speaker.
Of course, yeah.
And no, I'm sorry, that's LEDs up there. These are the buttons that are going to be there, and then this is going to be a little buzzer.
Yeah, dus het is een getekende printplaat waar dan the parts are drawn on it, and you can later just put the parts.
So we're trying to make it as easy as possible to solder.
Yeah.
So that I can go around the world teaching classes on how to solder, how to program Arduino, and like productivity hacks. So that's my current project.
That's a lot.
Yeah, well,
and all that in 25 minutes.
So we could time ourselves while we solder, and I don't know. I haven't gotten to the step where I have a thing that actually works yet. So once I get there, then I'll go to events like these and teach.
It sounds very nervous to me.
Yeah. Well, it's
But I do like how you said that you turned your diagnosis into a feature.
Yeah,
because I have a similar situation, basically.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I have been a customer of mental health. For like 40 years.
Okay.
Ever since I left the parents' house and went into Amsterdam, I came from a farm.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And then I came in the city, and then immediately I fell into the hands of mental health officers.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because, things were very disturbing. A lot of squatting going on, and me coming from a dairy farm, basically.
Wow. That is a big culture shock.
Yeah. So 40 years, and basically my diagnosis started as just depression.
Oh, okay.
Which is true. Which I'd already started way before I landed in Amsterdam, but